Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. PMP PMBOK 8 Exam Prep AI and Sustainability Edition is a professional study guide for candidates preparing for the PMP certification exam. Written by Alex Parker and presented as a complete exam preparation system, it is positioned around the PMBO Guide 8th Edition and the current exam content outline, with coverage of predictive, agile, and hybrid project environments. The book is not a general project management textbook. Its purpose is to help readers translate exam content into practical decision-making for situational questions. Its structure reflects that goal through full-length mock exams, flashcards, quick reference tools, pacing support, and an error log method designed to improve weak areas over time. What makes it distinctive is its explicit inclusion of modern topics such as artificial intelligence and sustainability, which aligns the guide with emerging expectations in project management practice. The book is therefore aimed at readers who need current, structured, and exam-focused preparation rather than broad theoretical coverage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, PMBOK 8 and current ECO alignment shape the book's core framework. The main organizing principle of this guide is its alignment with the PMBO Guide 8th Edition and the current exam content outline. That matters because PMP preparation is most effective when it reflects the way the exam is currently structured, especially in a certification environment where older materials can become misleading. Instead of treating project management knowledge as static, the book frames it through the categories and priorities that candidates are expected to understand now. This gives the reader a clearer map of what to study and how to judge the importance of different topics. The emphasis on current alignment also reduces one of the most common problems in exam prep, which is spending too much time on outdated material that no longer carries the same weight. In practical terms, the book is designed to help candidates focus on what the exam is likely to test, not just what has historically been taught in project management courses. Secondly, predictive, agile, and hybrid project scenarios are treated as one integrated skill set. A notable strength of the book is its integrated treatment of predictive, agile, and hybrid project environments. Many PMP study resources still separate these approaches too rigidly, which can make exam questions feel disconnected from real decision-making. This guide instead presents them as overlapping contexts in which a project manager must choose the most appropriate response based on the situation. That approach matches the logic of the PMP exam, which often tests judgment rather than simple definitions. By combining the three delivery models in one guide, the book encourages readers to compare methods, understand when each is appropriate, and recognize the trade-offs involved in each scenario. This is especially useful for situational questions where the correct answer depends on team structure, uncertainty, stakeholder involvement, and delivery urgency. The result is a more realistic preparation method that teaches adaptability rather than memorization, which is important for both exam performance and practical project management work. Thirdly, AI and sustainability are positioned as modern project management considerations, not add-ons. The inclusion of artificial intelligence and sustainability is one of the book's clearest differentiators. These topics are not presented as optional extras, but as part of the evolving language of contemporary project management. That is significant because the PMP exam increasingly reflects the broader responsibilities of project leaders, including how technology affects decision-making and how projects interact with organizational and environmental priorities. AI here can be understood as a marker of modern project thinking, including how professionals assess tools, automate routine tasks, and adapt to new forms of information support. Sustainability introduces a similar shift in perspective by encouraging readers to consider longer-term impact, responsible resource use, and broader project consequences. Even without turning the book into a theory text, these themes expand the candidate's awareness of where the profession is heading. This makes the guide relevant not only for exam preparation, but also for readers who want their study material to reflect present-day practice rather than an outdated version of project management. Fourthly, practice-based learning is built around mock exams, flashcards, and error tracking. The book places heavy emphasis on active practice rather than passive reading. Its reported toolkit includes 8 full-length mock exams, digital flashcards, quick reference sheets, pacing guidance, and an error log method. This combination is important because PMP success depends on more than knowing definitions. Candidates must identify patterns in questions, manage time, and improve their reasoning under exam conditions. Full-length mock exams serve a diagnostic function by showing where knowledge is weak and how well the reader can sustain concentration across a long test. Flashcards support rapid review of terminology and concepts, while pacing guides help candidates avoid time pressure during the actual exam. The error log method adds another layer by making mistakes productive rather than discouraging. Instead of simply retaking tests, readers are encouraged to track why an answer was missed and what reasoning led to the error. That kind of structured self-correction is especially valuable for first-time test takers, who need to turn repetition into measurable improvement. Lastly, the guide is designed for busy professionals who need efficient, organized study tools. The target audience is clearly central to the book's design. It is aimed at busy professionals and first-time PMP candidates who may not have large blocks of uninterrupted study time. This explains the focus on concise learning tools, a clean layout, and multiple formats that support flexible review habits. For someone balancing work, family, or travel, a resource that can be used in short sessions is often more useful than a dense textbook that requires long periods of concentration. The availability of companion formats such as audiobook and digital flashcards further supports this use case by making study possible during commuting or routine tasks. The book's practical presentation also reduces cognitive overload, which is a real issue when preparing for a broad exam like the PMP. Rather than forcing the reader to sort through large amounts of theory, it aims to create a guided path through the material. That makes it especially suitable for candidates who want structure, efficiency, and direct relevance to the test. In conclusion, this book is best suited for PMP candidates who want a current, exam-focused, and highly structured preparation resource. It should appeal most to first-time test takers, working professionals with limited study time, and experienced project managers who need to update their understanding for the PMBOK 8 era. Its main benefit is that it treats preparation as a decision-making process, not a memorization exercise. The combination of predictive, agile, and hybrid coverage, plus the explicit inclusion of AI and sustainability, gives it a more contemporary profile than many standard PMP prep books. The practice elements are also a major advantage. 8 mock exams, flashcards, pacing support, and error tracking create a system for improvement rather than a single pass review. Compared with more theoretical guides, this one stands out for its practical orientation and its effort to match the exam as it currently exists. For readers who want a streamlined study tool that reflects both the structure of the PMP test and the direction of modern project management, it is a distinctive and relevant choice. If you would like to support Alex Parker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.